Wait. Wait for it.
When you go away traveling, you really want to have your mind blown. New experiences, new ideas, that sort of thing. And when I was in the visitor's centre, I found a pamphlet for a...
Welcome to the Donkey Sanctuary.
Donkey Sanctuary. So naturally, here I am. They are beautiful creatures, the donkey. All of them individually named. You can pet them, but you can't feed them. Just to be here with them, spend some time.
You're probably wondering...
Suck some of that inspiration out of them.
You're probably wondering what's going...
It's a privilege.
The reason my co-host Mike is contemplating his existence in a donkey sanctuary in Ireland has everything to do with Christmas, family, and the horror story you're about to hear. Whether you like it or not, Christmas is around the corner, along with big meals, holidays, and the rest of it. Mike's family enjoy all these things, but 2 years ago, it all came unstuck. This is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
My brother would always come in with the same words every Christmas morning. Katie, Santa's been. Yeah.
My family loves Christmas.
William's Christmas is on a 2-year cycle.
Because Katie and Martin live in Queensland.
Every second Christmas.
They come down from Queensland.
Well, she always comes down too early for starters.
Sort of like there's 23 months of anticipation till the next time we meet.
The family has expanded enormously.
Work shuts down.
You lose count how many there are.
17 of us.
We have holly.
It's all about Christmas and family at that time.
It's just such a special day, you know, the best day of the year.
Lots of kids playing.
A lot more noise.
A lot more mess everywhere.
Is it a whole new dimension?
Lots of fun, lots of laughter.
More tears.
It's the only time of year, really, we spend a lot of time with each other.
Terrific to have all those people come and celebrate with us.
Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Traditions were really important for us.
You've only got to do something once in our family and somebody will describe it as being a tradition.
They do like their traditions, Katie's family.
Christmas Eve is one of those times for a special meal tradition.
We always have the same dish.
Everyone's looking forward to this prawn salad dinner.
I'm part of this family.
Prawn salad dinner, I guess you'd call it.
You know, but I...
Everyone seems to look forward to it.
It's not my cup of tea.
Every mouthful is delicious.
But I do it because I love the family and, you know.
I like the dish, but I don't like prawns.
Look, I'm the uncle. I've never noticed it, to tell you the truth.
Pretty memorable.
Is that right?
For the last 4 or 5 years?
6 years, 7 years.
8 years? 9 years?
Never noticed it's the same dish each year. I'm serious.
What is in the prawn dish?
Prawns. Prawns, lettuce.
Prosciutto, chives.
Actually, I'm trying to think. Mixed
salad leaves.
Orangey-coloured sauce.
Mayonnaise sauce.
Cut up rock melon.
I think they threw some croutons
in
there.
Oh, and it's got avocado.
Parmesan cheese sprinkled on it.
Is it bacon or is it...
I don't have the bacon because I find that...
Is that a pancetta, maybe?
Tends to upset me, so I keep away from the bacon.
And
sweet chili
sauce. It's rock melon.
I think that's it.
Or is it mango?
All I know is it's delicious.
Everyone gets in, throws it all together, count out the prawns, and off we go, eat it.
The actual important part of the tradition is that we only have it
once a year, Christmas Eve, none other time.
Makes the meal very special.
I don't know why, it's just...
No, I've never had that dish outside of Christmas.
But my daughter-in-law, Erica...
Had the temerity to...
We just decided that, oh, it would be really nice to have that prawn salad dinner tonight.
It's a brave person who breaks the tradition.
Even though it's not Christmas.
And it was good. Real good.
Two other members of the family were not very happy and did not want me to get the recipe.
I want to know, how did she get that recipe?
How dare she?
No.
What did I think I was doing, making this dish?
This is a Christmas Eve meal.
It doesn't matter. You can have the prawn dish whenever you want.
Would they care that I had eaten the Christmas Eve dinner? Maybe.
I felt a little bit bad.
Do I care that they care? Not at all.
That was all done in jest. Nobody really minded.
I cared. And I wasn't joking.
Yeah, Michael.
And
he didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
He's probably the only one that didn't like it.
Well, last year on Christmas Eve, we'd had a wonderful night together. Everyone's smiling, so happy. There's no excitement at all, except the excitement that comes in the hours before Christmas, the night before Christmas, so much anticipation. So in the morning, slowly you're coming to consciousness and you realise, oh yeah, it's Christmas Day. I'm going to spend today with the people I love, my family. Whisper in my head for old time's sake, Katie, Santa's been. And then about 1 second later, no, that's not it. Hold on a second. Sound of my dad vomiting.
It doesn't stop.
Lots and lots of times.
You'd know, wherever you were in that house, no matter how large that house was.
It's pretty strong. It's a pretty strong vomit.
My heart just sinks. What the hell?
It's only one person sick. Sucks for them, but that doesn't change the day. It's just one person.
I find out that Dad's not the only one vomiting. Mum's vomiting too.
It's not as loud as Greg is.
All I could think about was how was I going to cook Christmas lunch when I felt so dreadful? I
can't believe this. What's happening?
So I was thinking, oh no, this is worse than we thought.
In my stomach, there was pressure.
Then as the morning unfolded, more and more people are going down.
Pressure pushing up.
And the saliva builds up.
Something needed to get out of there.
Run downstairs. I call my brother Matt.
She said that...
Mum and Dad are spewing.
And then I told Katie that...
So is Erica.
Yeah, then it just takes over your whole body. You've got no control.
My husband, Martin, he starts vomiting too.
Probably never been that sick before.
Very, very violent.
It just really hurt in my chest.
I was that noisy. The neighbours were having a get-together in their backyard and everything went quiet. I think I wrecked the neighbours' Christmas as well.
Who's going to be next? It's a ticking time bomb.
Katie might have rung Michael and Joe was sick too.
It was that situation where you needed to get everything out of your system.
Every few hours somebody else was falling.
It's only a matter of time.
Everything had to go and quick.
Ben went down first.
To see your kids... sick on Christmas Day.
Probably about an hour after Ben, Josh started throwing up.
They've got their presents, but they're too sick to play with them.
Anywhere and everywhere.
I'll never forget it.
On the lounge, in the bed.
We vomit everywhere.
And that was the last I thought or cared about Christmas lunch.
How could this happen? Christmas is not going to happen.
And my dreams for Christmas are over.
I was like all sad. I remember crying. I cried.
Katie and Martin and the kids, they had to go home. So
that's another 2 years.
It's real. It's a human thing. This is life. Life hurts sometimes.
Well, there's a great feeling of being cheated.
Then I started thinking, how many times do we get to spend Christmas together in our lifetime? I started counting them.
We haven't had a Christmas all together again since all that happened.
This year is our big one again, so it's going to be doubly big this time.
Maybe it's time to let it go anyway.
Yes, definitely have the prawn dish again.
I never want to eat that stuff again.
I think this year we should have it. We need to get back on that horse and keep the tradition going.
We'd lost something very important.
Stolen memories, you know, lost laughter, lost experience, lost stories. But on the other as well, this will be a Christmas we never forget.
Hey, how's it going? I'm in Ireland.
I know you're in Ireland.
Oh, hey, Dad.
So, Mike, the reason you ended up going to Ireland is because this story was... you made it for a competition.
That's right. The Hearsay International Audio Arts Festival entered it in the true story category and... it was one of the winners.
You won. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you very much.
Well done, old boy.
Very exciting to be part of the Hearsay Festival. But what was really exciting was the prize was a ticket to the festival in Ireland.
Ireland.
I'm in this small village town here. It's called Kilfenay.
What is it?
Kilfenan.
Kilfennel, no.
Kilfenan.
I'm in a shopping centre and I'm just trying to get those ingredients from you.
Oh.
She's gone to get it. What time of day is it there?
It's
half of my bloody family break this tradition anyway, so I thought, because I'm a guest in their town, I'll make this salad for some Irish people.
First, your mum's going to have to get that recipe, though.
What is it?
Prosciutto.
No, they're the only hams we've done there now, and I have packet hams over.
Lettuce?
Yes. Oh, do you know, somewhere out of it now, we're out of the little heads until the morning.
Oh, no.
Rock melon?
No, we have no melon.
Chives?
Chives? No.
Okay, that's all right. Prawns?
We've frozen ones.
All right, they didn't have almost any of the ingredients.
Sour cream.
But to be fair, it's a busy time for them with the festival.
No, we've cream fresh.
So I went back early the next day, got some things, made a few substitutes.
Thank you very much, that's it.
It'll be fine.
Thank you.
We're in Dermot O'Leary and Dan Goggin's house, Lock Street, Kilfenan, County Limerick.
Maybe just tell me your names and why you're here.
Anne Goggin, I'm here because I live here.
All right, that's fair enough.
My name is Ed, I'm here because I was promised some free prawn salad, but I've heard that it can be mixed results when you make the salad, so...
My name is Anya, I really like prawns, that's why I'm here.
All right, international dinner party.
Why don't you guys have a little taste and then tell me what you think?
Okay. Oh, it's very summery, isn't it? Mm. Suddenly it's not autumn anymore.
The melon's really nice.
I'm getting a combination of tastes that are, first of all, that are exactly the right temperature.
This is great, they're liking it.
Saltiness, sweetness, prawniness. Can I have more?
Yeah, absolutely.
So do these guys have any wacky family Christmas traditions?
Sit around in a kind of overfed stupor.
Because I'm from Russia, we have a sauna usually on Christmas.
Well, my mother had this thing, sausages on Christmas morning after Mass. Sherry and sausages, actually.
What?
Yeah, sherry and sausages. I forgot to mention the sherry. That was a big part of it, too.
We swap more stories about meals gone wrong and awkward family situations.
Your girlfriend's bad, you know?
Man, we laughed. And although there was no Viennetta for dessert or any Christmas presents, and it was the middle of September, and actually, I only just met these people in a small Irish village called Kilfenan, thank you. This was a once-in-a-lifetime meal. Maybe it's a bit corny, but looking back on it, I think this experience counts, for me at least, as the Christmas lunch I never got to have.
Yeah, it was really delicious. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'll send it.
Mike, I'm glad to have you back. Welcome back from Ireland.
Great to be back. And Justin,
you've been here for a while.
Oh, yeah. Just in time for summer too, and we have some news.
Over New Year's, we are going to be appearing at the Woodford Folk Festival up in Queensland. We're doing two live shows, one on the 30th of December and a New Year's Eve special on New Year's Eve.
We are counting down with you. We've got some stories to tell and some surprises. If you're coming to Woodford, come down, say hi.
The second thing, if you go back to Real Thing 14, we met Lizzie Gardner.
Oh.
Now, Lizzie was talking about working on a new movie, again, a collaboration with Priscilla director Stephen Elliott. It was called Flammable Children. Now, that film's about to come out. They've rebadged it. It's now called Swinging Safari.
New name.
New name. Forget Flammable Children. Stars Kylie Minogue, Guy Pearce. Yeah, we both obviously
Big
love Guy Pearce. Yeah, apparently.
Big Guy fan.
It looks good. It looks funny. We have 5 double passes to give away. Mike, how do you get them?
All you got to do is subscribe to the Real Thing newsletter. Now, in this newsletter, we've got other information, good things. Not doing a great job of this. All you got to do is subscribe by following the link in this story or finding the link on the Real Thing homepage. Get on the newsletter, check it out, maybe win some tickets. Fantastic.
I'm Timothy Nicastri.
I'm Mike Williams.
And that's episode 27 of The Real Thing.
And from everyone here at The Real Thing,
the entire team, the whole team,
everyone,
you and me,
we hope you enjoy your Christmas break.